6:50 a.m. WSM. Good morning, everybody. We're closing in on 9 o'clock, 8:55. Con Hundley is my special guest, not only as a musical guest here on the show, which you just heard a little bit ago, but he's also going to visit with us for a moment. And the guy who co-produced this new Sweet Memories album, he's in the Country Music Songwriters Hall of Fame. The legendary Nairo Wilson is alongside.
Morning at you.
You got pulled over by the law, did you, on the way
home? The law got me. I was only about 5 months late with my sticker.
And he said, what, you know, where's, I said, well, it's been parked, actually. And it had been.
Did you tell him you knew Con Hundley personally?
Yeah,
did that not do any good?
I was
flustered
about what I thought I'd done. I couldn't imagine.
Con, it's great to see you and hear you.
It's great to see you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a great day, a beautiful day, a lot of folks out here, great response, and just can't thank Walmart enough for having all of us out here. They've been very kind to me on this new album. It's just terrific, so I appreciate the opportunity to be with you.
You've been working on this for a while, actually.
Well, yeah, I'm aggravating Nairo to death. He and I, you know, worked together a long time ago on Warner Brothers, when I was on Warner Brothers, and of course, I went through a period there where I didn't do a lot, and so I had a little money, a little time. He had a little time, and so I called him one day. And he, of course, he'd been messaging this to me on several occasions when I see him. He said, well, just go in the studio, do what we want to do. And said, you know, do three or four sides, whatever you want to do, and see what happens. Well, we did that, and we did three or four sides. And next thing you know, we liked what we did. So we scraped up a little cash, went back in there, and finished up an album. And I'm extremely happy with it. I think it's the best thing I've ever done. And Nairo is just terrific. He and I feel, you know, we think alike in the studio. We got the same musical taste and musical feel, and it's a heart-to-heart kind of deal, you know.
He sings like I always wanted to. I always tell people I can sing like Con, but different.
Do you remember when you first heard him
and you knew that you had something special?
Yeah, well, you know, that's why I always wanted to be in this business, to see exceptional talent. You know, I mean, that's the wonderful thing that Walmart's allowing to happen here, or people that are great, like Con, players and singers allowed to do something. You know, it shouldn't be dictated by the music industry. People that play and sing should have that opportunity to do so. And there are avenues out there now that maybe you go around the horn a little bit and do it in spite of everybody.
Yeah, yeah. ConHundley.com. You can get more information at the website. Of course, it's available here at Walmart or any Walmart location. You can ask for it in your record stores. Sweet Memories. Take us back. I want to play a cut that you actually recut for this particular album, right. A thing called No Relief in Sight, that a lot of people who are Con Hundley fans will remember.
It's a great song. I don't know. It's probably the third album, I guess, I did on Warner Brothers Records. They brought the song in. I sat there and said, good, you know, because I can't sing a song unless I can feel it. You know what I mean? Unless I can relate to it.
Right.
And I feel like if I can't relate to it, if I can't relate to the lyrics or whatever, then I'm not going to deliver it in such a way that anybody else can relate to it. And right. I heard this song, and of course, it's right down the alley. But you know, an old musician, I mean, no relief in sight. I mean, it just hit the pike.
It could be your mission statement, couldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a musician or old singer anywhere that ain't had their heart broke, you know, or had a few problems with romance or whatever in their life. And this song just really, it hit me between the eyes. And so I wanted to recut it, and I talked to Nairo about it. And he said, let's just go in and recut it, update a little bit, and see what it sounds like. And
didn't Rory Burke write that?
Yeah. Yeah. It turned out good.
Mighty fine.
Yeah. 6:50 a.m. WSN. More conversation with Con Hundley. More live performance.